Well, first of all, Happy New Year. It's an exciting time because, yes, it's the beginning of a new two-year session. And I think all of us, all of my colleagues, come back with renewed enthusiasm about what we can get accomplished in the next 2 years. And I know I am. I mean, certainly some of the things that I've worked on legislatively, I'm going to continue to foster and reach across the aisle to try to get some more of my colleagues to join in and support. I have high hopes.
Any particular topics that you're looking to pursue?
Well, there are a number of things that my constituents are telling me they really want to see. They want to see fairer elections. They want to be sure that when we have an election coming up, and particularly in 2020, that things such as no excuse, absentee ballots, same-day registration, you know, the ability for people to make it easier for people to vote, that's very important to them. They're talking about redistricting, and as always, my constituents are talking about the unfairness of school property taxes. And I've already started working with my colleagues on the Republican side to help address that issue.
And let's talk about one more thing, and that is you have a lot of new colleagues on the Democratic side.
Very exciting.
Many of whom are women.
Right, right. You know, and that kind of changes the dynamic. Not to be biased, but I know that the women that are coming in here to join us are ones that are really hard workers, have some great ideas, and are really concerned about the issues, like I am, that matter to all of our constituents. Things like health care, child care, and that's going to be an issue that I intend to work on quite extensively. Education from K through 12 as well as pre-K, you know, services for our seniors. These are things that, not that women are uniquely qualified, but I think we sometimes play that role in the family, and we can do, you know, some of that work here in the Senate too. I'm excited to have them on board.